Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Spring is a special time of year. Baseball, school getting out. And, of course, here in Starkville, it means one thing. Weenie Dogs are about to take over the Cotton District. The second annual Starkville Derby. Alden Thornhill joins me right now. What is your official title of this race?
The crazy person that created it.
Okay. I thought you had like a whole thing going on.
Oh, I had, Sausage Dog Society liaison.
Yeah,
and
there we go.
So there we go.
First off, where's King Memphis? I thought I was under the impression I'd be talking to him today.
I know. He was taking a really good nap when I checked in on him earlier.
Must be nice.
I couldn't wake him up. He's been doing the media circuit, as you see, all over the place.
He was here just the other day.
Yeah, I know. I want to give him a break. And, he was still...
He's got to get ready to run, too. He's
Well, he's not racing.
Not so racing this year?
No, he's not. Okay. He's going to be chilling in his throne, overseeing things.
As he should.
Yes.
So, let's go back a year ago. Yeah. And we had you on to talk about this. And I thought, this is a really fun idea. It's cool. I'm interested to see how it does. I don't think anybody could have projected how many people were going to be in the Cotton District to watch Weenie Dogs race. It was an incredible event. And now it seems to be getting even bigger. How much bigger do you think this year is than last year?
Oh, I mean, so much bigger, Brian. And, part of the reason it got so big is because of, people like you. I got to give a shout out to you and Robbie and Stefan and Paul and everybody on social media and in the media that's embraced this thing. It's been rocking and rolling for sure. I mean, I'm expecting a way bigger crowd. We have people coming from as far as Ohio, Seattle, like all over the place, Colorado. It's so funny. People are like, oh, can I enter my dog? And I'm like, well, no, we already have a waiting list of about 250 dogs. So, I mean, unless some kind of dog mass casualty event, hope not, happens, your dog, it's not going to happen. So, you just got to enter Fifi next year. But, yeah. It's one thing I tell people is the students really picked up and ran with it. Mm-hmm. And that's what, got it rolling on social media. Then people like you guys. And then just the local community embracing it, and MSU folks, everybody just taking it in, realizing that it could become something mm-hmm. bigger than it is. I mean, it came from an idea just sitting the two brothers, and we didn't have the Arts Festival anymore. So I said, we need something. We're a college town. We need a big spring festival. Let's do one that helps the businesses, it helps the artisans, it helps everybody, mm-hmm. and most importantly, helps charity, which mm-hmm. Ties in, of course, like Tidball County Humane Society. Mm-hmm. And I think this year we have we have a giant video board, mm-hmm. as you saw, Weenie Vision Jumbotron. $20, you can put your message and your image up on Weenie Vision.
I think
I'm gonna
do that.
You should.
Yeah, but it's gonna be me and one of my cats.
That's fine. We'll let that one slide.
Right.
We're friend for sure.
Right.
But it's just gonna I tell people you don't understand until you go to it and experience it.
Yeah.
I mean, we have 100 food or nearly 100 food and art vendors, have a giant kid zone. Got two face painters. Got a balloon artist that can only do weenie dogs, apparently. So
that's
skill works out perfectly. Yeah. And then, just a lot of fun. We have a battle of the bands at Two Brothers after. It's just a great event to bring everybody together, help our hospitality community, help our artisans, and, of course, help out the Humane Society. But it's, the bleachers sold out in 15 minutes. So
yeah.
That was the 10 I knew. It's going to be rocking, but it's going to be great.
You were on the SEC Network with this too, right?
So I called in. I called into Peter Burns and Chris Dornick show the other morning. And I was like, "Hey, I'm hosting the world's largest wiener dog race in Starkville next week. Can I come on?" And the guy was like, "Yeah, just hold on. You're in.
You're
and
in."
So he patched me over there, and I told them about it, and they seemed really excited about the idea, and I told them, come on, you get to come to the Bank Commerce Wiener Circle VIP tent. And,
there you go.
Hopefully, maybe PB will show up.
Burns is the kind of guy who might show up. So we'll see. Doring, I don't know.
Yeah.
What is the process like to put something like this together? Because I'm just trying to picture you walking into the city planner's office or whoever and be like, yeah, I want to host a wiener dog race.
Yeah, so I'm thankful. I'm very lucky to have a really good team. My wife, Abby, God bless me with somebody amazing who will put up with stuff like this. And then
my wife would not. I'll just go ahead and let you know.
Yeah.
I came to her and was like, hey, we're going to try to put together a wiener dog race. She'd be like, well, I'm not participating.
Exactly. Yeah, I woke up at 3 a.m. The week I had the idea. And she was like, please, God, no. But then, she grew into the idea. But then, I have Olivia and Michael Fancher and Amy and Charlie Brown. Yes, that's his real name. Known him for a while. Then And then Gunner and Audrianne Dunham, Logan Meeks, Juliet and Mary Switzer from the Arts Council helping us set up. And then Kathy Clark, she's been great. She's house mom over at PICAP. And I got to give a shout out to the PICAP guys. They got up last year, helped us set up in no time. I mean, just absolutely out of the goodness of their heart. You know, when I was in college, you would have called me up. I would have been pretty hesitant. These guys were on the ball, so I got to give them a big shout out. And then Loriana Billington, who's doing our VIP tent. She's also with Be Unlimited, who does our shirts.
Yeah.
So you know they've got to give a shout to all those people, even the Be Unlimited folks that drew up and listened to my idea. But what you said, like going to the city. So I just said, look, I want to have a weenie dog race. I want to shut down the street. Like, what can I do? I don't think anybody expected it to become what it was last year.
Right.
This year they've kind of woke up, so that's a good thing about it. They are ready. They understand that this is going to be something absolutely absurd but fun, and it's just it's just having one thing I tell people, it's just having confidence to go and be like, hey, what do you think about this?
Because
odds are somebody's gonna be like, oh my god, it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Or they're gonna be like, oh, this is a horrible idea. But you'll find somebody who likes it. And when I talk to like the College of Business Ambassadors and they ask me like questions like that, I always tell them, shoot your shot. That's what, don't be afraid to do that. That's how we got our 100-foot roll pet turf. I just called up a place in Memphis, and Colt at Bluff City Turf Co. was super kind, donated that. They're actually going to bring a machine to fluff up the turf beforehand and save stuff with all this other. I mean, Brian, it's crazy. We got Father Jason coming and blessing the track after we roll it out.
Everything you say is both hilarious and yet outstanding.
Yeah, thank you. But that's it. You just got to have a great team on this kind of stuff. And when you have a great team, and you have people that believe in your mission, and a community that believes in you, that's, that it means a lot. And I tell everybody, like, any other place I would have gone, they would have probably immediately laughed me out of the building. And here, in Starkville, they were like, we'll see what happens. And we've bloomed from that.
What about Josh Hubbard being the Grand Marshal? How did that come together?
So Josh, great kid. I mean, and being 31, I can call him a kid.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I said, this would be a perfect guy to do it. Freshman, just amazing talent. Known throughout the state. From Madison, now here in Starkville. I just sent him a DM and I said, hey, Josh, what do you think about being Grand Marshal and it World's Largest Weenie Dog Race on May 4th? And, we'll have you out on track and do everything like we did with Coach Jans last year. And he said, absolutely, I'm all in. So
nice.
We appreciate Josh. We can't wait to, we're going to present him with one of our gifts that we give our folks and have him out on the track and get the crowd going. But Josh is, I really appreciate Josh just being receptive to something like this. That is one cool thing about it being a college town is, that they know, connecting with the fan base, connecting with everybody is very important, and having that is, having him be that receptive was, I really appreciated it.
All right, so I was at this event last year. What's going to be different this year?
Oh, Brian, get ready. So I'll give you a rundown of the day. So we'll shut down, we'll start towing cars at 5 a.m. So the guy that cussed us out last year when we rolled out the track, don't worry, we gave notice last year, we're going to give you notice again. 6 o'clock, streets are going to close.
Hold on for just a second. Move your damn car.
Yes, all right? Thank you.
I'll say it since you can't. Yes. I'll say it. Move your car. Go ahead.
Thank you, Brian. Yes, so University Drive, Maxwell, Ackerson, please move your vehicles. 6 a.m., we're going to close those streets. 7 a.m., we're going to let vendors start setting up, and you're going to be able to check in your dogs at the Farm Bureau tent right there, local agent Michael Fancher, for your Life Home Auto.
Saw that on Twitter today.
Oh, yeah, great friend of mine, and he does the check-in, too. So great friend, great agent. So we'll set up that at 7:30, we'll roll out the Bluff City Turf Co. green carpet. Mm-hmm. You're not going to want to miss that. Come on out, see how, you'll be amazed. It's like a 2-ton roll of pet turf. Then Father Jason from St. Joseph will come out and bless it.
I didn't go to high school with him, but he went to the same high school as me, so I know him pretty well.
Man, I get all these Vicksburg people, man.
I don't want to embarrass him, but let's just say he and I have been to the bar together.
Okay. So. But he's going to come bless the track for us, and then we'll VIP Bank Commerce Winter Circle VIP tent will open up at 8, and so will the rest of the festival ground. So vendors will be open, everything. Mm-hmm. The kids zone will be open.
Did y'all have vendors last year? I don't recall that.
We had about 25, and this year we have around, I want to say, it's close to 100.
Wow.
Yeah, it's food.
Well, that's more
food
than
trucks.
The arts festival used to get, right?
I would think. I'm not sure.
It's close. Jeez.
Yeah. But yeah, like at food trucks, we got art vendors, pet vendors, all kind of great stuff.
Yeah.
That'll open up then at 9. That's when the main event will start.
Mm-hmm.
We will have the Tre Bulldogs sing the national anthem. They're like Pentatonics. They do the a cappella singing.
Okay.
So they will do the national anthem, and then we're going to have a flyover from Circle S Aviation as soon as the national anthem is ending.
There's a flyover.
Yes.
Okay.
I tell people it's the little dogs, big party.
Yeah.
So then we'll do that. We'll have one more surprise before before they run.
Okay.
And then I'll say, ladies and gentlemen, start your weenies. And we will start the senior race.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll have, a few senior races, a few pretenders races. Obviously, last year, pretenders, dogs that aren't weenie dogs wearing hot dog outfits. Then we're going to have our best trick contest sponsored by Bank First.
Mm-hmm.
Have some really cool tricks. Like, you're going to be like, oh, my God, how is this dog doing? This is insane.
Right.
Then we'll have some more other real special announcements and stuff like that. Then we'll have the Modern Woman America Puppy Race sponsored by William Pocup, Barbara Coates, Martha Ann Welch and Charlie Pluckett. They're here in Starkville, local agents.
Mm-hmm.
We love them. They also sponsor the vendor area. Really stepped up for us. And then Bank Commerce does a senior race. And then Ben 612 is going to do the adult race.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Ben 612 main event. And I'm telling you, I'm already seeing people send in videos of their dogs training. We have somebody actually make a full replica of the track in their backyard with fencing.
Nice.
Like, it's absurd. I love it. It's not.
We need to get the Golden Moon we need some odds. We need to be able to place wagers on this. We can make some extra money doing that.
I'm gonna stay out of that one. I'm gonna let them. they can do it all. I'm staying out of that one. But we'll do that, and then we'll obviously crown our grand champion, and then the festival area will stay up until 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
We expect the races to be done about 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
Then everybody can go on to the baseball game and have a good time and watch the dogs win at Dew Noble. But oh yeah, so much more stuff this year. Everybody wanted shirts last year. We've got that demand filled in.
Yeah.
We got that ready to go. So, it's just going to be an insane, it's just going to be a really wild event. If you haven't been, and, one of my favorite things about Starkville is spring events, like including baseball, like you have a full, you remember how you used to be at the Arts Festival, you go to the Arts Festival, you have a thing.
And then you just walk over to Dew Noble.
Yeah, and it's like the weather, and you got the Cotton District, and it's like, if people haven't been here in a while, like, mm-hmm. come on back, man. Like, come see what we got, and you'll be amazed. But it's going to be a great time. If you want parking, you can park at the First Bank on Russell Street, and then at the mill, it's going to be paid. It's going to be $10, but it all goes to Humane Society.
Yeah.
So that's what it's going to be like that day. We've got our returning champions racing Dak and Cammy,
mm-hmm.
and they actually got a third. They won the senior and adult race last year. They have one for the puppy race now. It's Ann Dewey. The Jernigans from Georgia are coming over, and they're ready. They've been training. But, yeah.
All right. One last question, and this is the most important one, because it supports the Oktibbeha County Humane Society. I'm a big supporter of that as well. How much money did you raise last year, and what are you expecting to be able to raise this year?
So last year we raised about, I want to say, around 20,000.
Wow.
We've shattered that, Brian.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. A great thing this year is we're going to have C Spire sell boosters out there, because,
mm-hmm.
Cell Towers got overwhelmed last year.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so that'll be a great thing. We're going to have all kinds of stuff for Venmo opportunities. Put your stuff on the Jumbotron. We'll have, if you can't make it, we'll have it streaming online. That'll be a great thing with multiple cameras. And it's going to be, we'll have Bart Heitch on the call, and it's just going to be an amazing day in Starkville. Come on down. Last year people couldn't see. Don't worry. We have figured that issue out with bleachers and video boards. It's mm-hmm. just going to be, all we need now is just pray the weather cooperates.
Yeah, it should be.
And
okay,
we'll be great.
But how much to kick Heitch out and me and Robbie on the call for next year?
Y'all gonna, you know what? That might be another revenue stream for the shelter. We might have a bidding war on that one.
Okay. We'll talk about it. Alden Thornhill, the Starkville Derby, May 4th. What time should we be out there?
I'd be out there at 8.
Okay.
Yep.
8 a.m. Looking forward to it. A great event here in this town. Thanks for all you do for our community. We really appreciate you coming on with us.
Appreciate you guys, Brian. Thank you.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.